About halfway through Return of the Jedi, after the satisfying salvation of Han Solo from the clutches of the nefarious crime lord Jabba the Hutt, the fast-paced excitement of the four-speeder bike chase, and the wrathful divine justice of C-3PO, there is a quiet moment of light humor. Before an eagerly gathered crowd of Ewoks circled around a fire, 3PO, in Ewokian, one of his 7 million forms of communication, recounts the events of the original trilogy to that point, complete with reproduced sound effects. This brief tale entrances many of the villagers, terrifies some of the younger children, and convinces the chief that the two groups share a common struggle, welcoming the visitors into their tribe and joining the rebellion's fight against the Empire. This play within a play also sets the stage for the following scene, as Luke, considering the last few years of his life and all he has learned, leaves the performance, followed by concerned Leia. With consideration of the entire trilogy freshly in the minds of both the audience and the characters on screen, Luke reveals the final secret of the Skywalker family, that Princess Leia of Alderaan was actually his twin sister. This immediately recontextualizes everything the viewer has seen up to that moment, including some newly complicated scenes and the perspectives of the characters to each other. This is later lightly touched upon when Han jealously admits that he thinks the two have the hots for each other. Taken together, these two scenes conclude the second act, and prepare the audience for the exciting conclusion. The context of the original Star Wars story and its familiar twists finally laid bare, with no remaining secrets between the viewers and the heroes. Thematically, however, they are much more than the sum of their parts. They are a microcosm of the experience of Star Wars and positive fandom itself. The first celebrates the very act of telling the story. Star Wars was a fandom and popularity built on word of mouth, as cinema-goers of 1977 regaled each other with talk about a bizarre but amazing sci-fi film about space wizards. It has since become a tale so repeatedly told in so many fashions that is the first example everyone pulls when discussing Joseph Campbell's thesis on the fundamental story structure of the ancient hero's journey, preferred popularly to Campbell's own examples or other stories that they are based on. That retelling and sharing, in every form possible, to spread the simple fun and enjoyment of Star Wars, is the fundamental core of what makes the fandom, menace or otherwise. It is the essence of loving Star Wars. The second scene, meanwhile, stands for the future of the franchise, presenting new ideas, potentials, and challenges to the story and the characters, ever expanding the lore and possibilities in new directions and keeping it alive for future generations of fans. This always present growth and change has allowed this niche genre film from over 40 years ago to stay relevant and popular to this day. That, to me, is Star Wars defined.